Good afternoon. Another hot and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England, out ahead of a cold front which is slowly making its way in our direction from the Great Lakes. Out ahead of this front, a gusty southwest wind will continue to push temperatures well up into the 80s and lower 90s for daytime highs. In this hot and increasingly more humid environment, and with a little more lift in the atmosphere, we do run the risk at a few scattered pop-up thunderstorms across the region by mid to late afternoon. As that front approaches tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy, and we do run the risk at a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms towards sunrise. The front will make its way through the region during the first half of the day Wednesday, and that's when we'll have our best chance of more scattered showers and thunderstorms across the region, but we're really not expecting much in the way of steady or sustained rainfall. Otherwise, the rest of Wednesday will feature partly sunny skies with just the outside chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, especially in New England as the front passes by, with high temperatures back into the mid-80s. Behind this front, we'll notice a bit lower humidity on Thursday. With partly sunny skies, highs will reach the lower 80s. With a little bit of energy left in the atmosphere, we still run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon. High pressure will continue to build in and dominate the weather on Friday, keeping it dry and mostly sunny. Temperatures will remain warm and the humidity low, with highs in the lower 80s. By the weekend, the next trough of low pressure will approach. Out ahead of it, high temperatures should reach the middle and upper 80s on Saturday and mid-80s on Sunday. But with that trough, again, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with the humidity gradually on the rise. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms are expected through midweek for the central and eastern parts of the United States as moisture streams in along and ahead of that leading front. As the front pushes south and eastward, a slight risk of flash flooding is in place today over the Appalachians as upslope flow could enhance rainfall totals and runoff, and this could cause some flooding concerns. Meanwhile, the best potential for severe weather is forecast for the southern high plains, where a slight risk is in place near the back end of the front. Showers and storms will continue across the eastern seaboard back into the southern plains tomorrow. The front will also cool temperatures behind it. After a hot Monday in the southern high plains, temperatures were well above 100 degrees. Now 80s to lower 90s are expected for the next couple of days there. Highs of 5 to 10 degrees below normal are forecast to push into the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys today and into the southeast tomorrow. Meanwhile, the West can also expect well above normal temperatures underneath an upper level ridge, and heat advisories are in place for much of Northern California and southwestern Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1888. And the record low, 44. In 1918 and 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, an isolated storm, lower 80s. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Friday, lower 80s. Scattered shower or thunderstorm over the weekend, otherwise partly sunny, mid to upper 80s. And back to 90 with hot and humid weather again on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.